Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Really looking forward to this long weekend. So much going on throughout the region. Of course, we kick it off with Taste Great Southern. But also, if you're in the Mount Barker area on the weekend, why not get along to the celebrations, the 150th anniversary of the old police station out on the Albany Highway, and having a chat about the celebrations with John Sales. Good morning.
How are we going?
I'm very good. 1868, things got underway up there in Mount Barker.
That's right, yeah. The first police station was open. Well, just before that, they lived in a tent for a while, but then they built a police station there and they got operational from there.
And back in those days, travelling even just to Albany would have been sort of a couple of days' mission.
Well, yeah, they obviously there was no vehicles in those days and they used horses, so it was a couple of days' trip there, but the in those days they used to go out to near Manjimup and down Woodjenallop and towards Kojanup and all that type of stuff. So they had a big area.
A big area to police as well and keep everything under control. As I said, as you said, no vehicles in those days, so you know, getting around with transport would have been very difficult.
Oh, that's right, yeah. With no cars, those that grew up with cars wouldn't really know what it was like, would they?
Not at all. And if those walls could talk, there'd be some big stories on the weekend.
Sorry?
If those walls could talk, there'd be some huge stories to tell on the weekend.
Oh, there is. We've got storytellers, we've got poets and all this type of stuff. So, you know, with the actual event itself is going to be, we think, very big. It's taken a lot of organising. And so we've got a lot of people coming down, a lot of dignitaries coming down. So, you know, it's celebrating the 150 years of policing in the Plantagenet and Mount Barker area. So it is very big. And we think it's going to be very big, yes.
And just a nod to the past, you do have some vintage machinery, cars, motorbikes, all on display there.
Yes, we will be. There's a lot of... We've got a police piper coming down. We've got the Caledonian Pipe Band from Albany coming up. We've got the mounted section coming down. We've got the local police, the Mount Barker police, they're coming over with their police cars. We've got the Albany, I think it's the Vintage Club there, with vintage motorbikes, vintage cars coming. We've got Track Mac coming. So there'll be a lot to see and do. And, of course, we've got a lot of food on for sale.
You may remember Form was here in the Great Southern a couple of years ago. They did some public artworks around Albany and surrounding areas. Well, they're back in 2018 for the public silo trail. Of course, Albany's CBH grain terminal silos are going to be given a makeover in coming weeks. Watch our skyline transform forever. And there's going to be some other works going on around Albany CBD and other parts of town. And having a chat with artist Glenn Hegedus. Now, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're on North Road at the moment. What's your creation out there?
To play on the old ABC test pattern with a message that the TV is disrupted. So go outside and play.
I think a few people would want to disrupt their TVs at the moment. There's not much entertainment these days compared to the good old days, is there?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Go outside and get some sunshine.
Glenn, I was driving along North Road yesterday and I was wondering what was going on there, and you've confirmed it for me. It looks sensational so far.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a privilege to be able to paint with the organisation Form and some of their talented creatives and also add some colour to the city.
Form is no stranger to Albany. As I said before, there were some artists that were here a couple of years ago doing some work along York Street and surrounding areas, and it seems that the relationship has grown and you're about to undertake a huge project repainting the CBH silo on the Albany waterfront.
A couple of artists named Yock and Sherio will be undertaking that massive project. I'm really excited to sort of see that unfold. I think it's a great thing for Albany and the Great Southern.
Is it transformer boxes out there that you're doing?
Yeah, it's Western Power Infrastructure, sort of based around the city. Those green boxes are dotted all through the suburbs and through the CBD. So usually just a flat, dark green colour. So it's been nice to try and use that to bring some public art into the community.
All right, if you'd like to check out Glenn's work, it's at North Road, just in front of the Albany Leisure and Aquatic Centre there. He's doing the test pattern thing on one of the Western Power transformer boxes. Glenn, when do you reckon you'll be completed?
It's the weather plays ball this afternoon, hopefully, and then on to another one on Princess Royal Drive.
Excellent. Well, go give Glenn some encouragement there on North Road. If you'd like to find out about what's going on with Form and their visit to Albany, you can go to publicsilotrail.com to find out what's going to be painted next. Glenn Hedges, thank you very much and good luck with your creation today.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Love talking all things roller derby. Having a chat now with Splats from Albany Roller Derby League. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a big few weeks because you've had the official opening of the track, which is out just off Lowell Denmark Road.
That's right. It's been a massive few weeks for us here, getting the track open and having everyone come and have a look and getting all our programs off and running for the year.
You've also got the Sunday skate sessions, which are happening quite regularly.
Yeah, so we had a massive amount of inquiries from the community just wanting to come and skate, because of course we're doing programs and teaching people how to skate and kids and teenagers how to skate, but there was definitely a lot of demand for people just wanting to have some fun. So we decided that we could open up once a month. So the last Sunday of every month, we'll just open up for 3 hours and people can just come and skate around and do whatever they like for just $5. So it's a really cost-effective way to get out of the house on a Sunday afternoon and have some fun.
It's a nice, gentle introduction into the sport of skating without the full contact that roller derby provides.
That's right. Roller skating and roller derby, very different things. So roller derby is full contact sport that anybody can play and can learn to play. And we definitely run our freshies later on in April. Yeah. That will start. But for people who just want to skate and want to be active and I guess, you know, flash back to their childhood, they can definitely come along and have a roll around on a Sunday.
Yeah, it'll bring back memories of about 20, 30 years ago when roller skating was massive. We're trying to bring it back. The track is where you need to go. And Splats, also with the opening of the track, you've got the Wall of Love. I'm going to be on there. I purchased my place at the very last moment when you cut it off a few weeks ago.
That's right. You were the very last person through to buy your spot on the Wall of Love. So we have a heap of people up there on the Wall of Love and a heap of local businesses as well that have really helped us out and chipped in money. So we'll be getting that up and going in the next few weeks as it gets printed. And it'll be pride of place at the track because it really is about the community and the community putting in to support us and to help us build such a fantastic venue for Albany.
Yeah, my legacy to the people of Albany. It'll be great to see it for many years to come. And also, you've got a regional bout this weekend.
We do. We have the regional tournament. It's held up in Perth and it attracts all the regional players from across Western Australia. So right up from Port Hedland, the Northwest League members are heading down. Kalgoorlie, Bunbury, Geraldton, us, of course, Margaret River. Everyone comes together for a massive tournament where we all get popped into teams. So we're not necessarily playing as Albany or as Kalgoorlie, and it gives everyone a great developmental experience, especially for our officials as well. And it's a great learning weekend for everyone with lots of workshops and then games on the Sunday. So that's on at Kingsway Rec Centre. If anyone is up in Perth, they can pop along for a gold coin and watch a bit of roller derby up there.
Keep up to date with everything that's going on with Albany Roller Derby League. You can go to their Facebook page, Albany Roller Derby League. Splats, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
As always, the jackpot's looking very attractive today. The jackpot is at $3,080. What is that and where can you find it? We know it's something to do with sport. We know it's something indoors. Beck's on the line. G'day. What do you reckon it is?
Is it someone punching a punching bag? Maybe at ALAC?
Somebody punching a punching bag at ALAC.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to punch that answer into the ground.
No worries.
Sorry, I can't give you the catch today.
That's okay. Thank you.
Good on you. Linda's on the line, 132710. Linda, Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds. What do you reckon?
Could it be somebody lifting up like weights off a weight bench at the gym?
Somebody lifting weights off the weight bench at the gym.
Or, you know, like putting it down?
Up or down?
Okay, we'll go down.
We'll go down. Unfortunately, your answer has no weight.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Linda, can't give you the money.
That's okay, thanks. Bye.
Triple M, Sounds of Albany, hello.
Terry, it's BJ Mount Bark again.
Oh, g'day, mate.
Is it a volleyball hit? at Albany Indoor Volleyball at ALAC.
A volleyball being hit at Albany Volleyball Centre?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't give you the money. You're not the one we want.
Okay.
Thanks,
no
BJ.
No worries. See ya.
Triple M Sounds of Albany, hello.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm very good. Is that David?
Yes.
How are you, mate?
Have been on for a while.
Yes. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it is indoor hockey.
Indoor hockey
at the Albany Centre.
No luck on this one.